Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Great news.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Great news? The great news is V. Hale's going to come in and try and take back her title and go from L1 Win Wonder to, what will it change to if she gets another win?
L2 Win Wonder?
L Dose Win Wonder? Or something. But Vinny, you'll have a chance to defend your title, El Campeón del Pueblo.
I've missed our game. I don't know. I didn't even think about it. And then all of a sudden, now I'm like, oh.
Right.
I would love to play that. Where's that been all week?
We haven't played it since last Friday, right before the Secret Show that she joined us for. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain.
Okay.
Visit allnaturalstone.com.
Coming to you.
I don't know what to make of this anymore. It keeps coming up. It keeps circling around. It keeps floating out there. And I still, what will the world do even if it's true? Dr. Anthony Fauci is admitting that the coronavirus may have very well come from a lab leak. This may be the way that this thing got out. So we'd first heard the coronavirus came from some kind of a wet market, these markets that deal with exotic meats. Initially, I thought these were things that people hunted. It turns out they farm these meats and that this is something that people like. And so here we are going, okay, so that we don't know anything about it. I don't anyway. I've never been to China. I don't know about wet markets.
No, me either.
Only what I'm reading. But now it's and then we'd also heard the old lab leak theory that this was something that was being used or studied possibly. And now, it somehow got out. And now we're seeing more and more people with credibility saying that may be very well how this happened. So and the people doing the investigations are also starting to lean that direction. But what does that even mean? So what if it turns out it was? What's going to happen?
Well, then...
Nothing.
Nobody who died is going to come back to life.
Mm-hmm.
But
probably more protocol at those labs, right?
It's just such terrible news for the Chinese government. Like, it's, why are you making that? What's... The rest of the world goes, whoa, China, what are you doing? I mean, it's not great news if that's right. If it's not something that occurs in nature and that they've come up with, that's terrible news, and that they weren't able to handle it.
Right, but there's no real retribution. There's no we'll stop doing business with China. China makes everything for the whole wide world.
So it does.
What's anybody going to do?
I don't know, Vinny.
Give us a discount on our next big order of tchotchkes, trinkets, thingamajiggies.
They could start with that.
All right. Well, then, so maybe there's big discounts coming your way, keychain market, or whatever thing that you get. You know what I mean? I don't.
Everything. I just look around you. Everything was made in China.
Right. So anyway, that's Fauci. Apparently, these were emails that thousands of emails people were looking at, and these were some of the things that he'd been discussing and finally admitted because of these emails being looked through, and people went, hey, you were talking about this. What do you have to say for yourself? And he's like, maybe. Maybe a lab leak.
Well, certainly everybody speculates about everything, and he, if he can't say with surety that it was from one place and or from another, you'd ask him any of those. He'd go, maybe it's from there. Maybe it's from there. I don't know.
A guy in northern Wisconsin got caught with expired registration early yesterday morning. Expired registration happens.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this guy decided to run for it.
So there was more going on here.
Must be, because, yeah, you don't run for it when you've got expired tags.
Oops, I forgot to renew my registration. Oh, well, okay. Can I just get a fix-it ticket? Would that be something I could do? Running for it means I've got something up my sleeve.
Right. Police chased him for 13 miles before he went off the road and tried to drive through a field. He didn't get far, though, because a huge wall of cows were in between him and his exit.
Did he hurt any cows?
He didn't. He didn't hit any of them. He stopped short. They caused him to be caught.
Mm.
Police posted a photo. Police in Wisco posted a photo on Facebook of cows checking out the guy's car after he'd been arrested. They joked that he encountered, quote, a moving roadblock.
Hilarious.
Well, they also thanked their police department's bovine unit.
That's hilarious. This is
for
great.
For helping.
This is, you know, the jokes are just, they write themselves. If you're in Wisco, this is big news because this is what's happening.
Right.
It's,
well,
it's,
sure. It's cute, and that's, though,
that's
luckily.
It. Oh,
no.
Look at all the cows. Yeah. Right. They're like, oh, something new. Let's gather around it. We can't really do anything else.
Right.
But we can sniff it. Lick it. Cows do have huge tongues.
I like cows.
Sure.
It's
not
really
like.
Unfortunate that we have to farm them the way we do.
Yeah.
Because they seem like nice enough guys. And gals, I mean.
They do. Uh-huh. They're very gentle animals.
Mm-hmm.
Except bulls. Bulls are bad. Get all the bulls out.
Okay. You don't like bulls?
Well, they get mad. They come at you.
All right. Well, I mean, shouldn't they be?
Well, I did just stick him with my Toreador sword, so.
Well, and there's the whole, you smell like, you know, beef.
I smell like beef?
Well, don't you eat tons of beef? I mean, you probably
Is it coming off me in waves?
It's coming out of you, coming out of your pores in waves. Yeah, sure. Oh. I can see why a bull would
be upset.
I didn't realize.
So he's like, you smell like my child.
My people, right.
Mm. I didn't realize I was wearing it. Ode to farmland. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Mr. Bull. Let me just back slowly away from you. And he's snorting and doing that thing where
we have cows near my house, and they were part of a hike we took recently.
And fun.
My daughter does not like them. And they're
Which one,
so
the little
gentle,
one or the big one?
All they did was look at us. The older one was like, I don't like it. They're staring at me. I'm all, dude, they're just... They're slow. They got nowhere to be. Give them a second. They'll walk past the path that we're on, and then we'll just keep moving. And it did take them a minute, but she was just like, they're freaking me out. They stare. Why are they staring at us? I'm like,
you're new.
What? Yeah. What else is there to look at around here? Hello? Weirdo.
Yeah. I like cows. I have a good feeling about cows.
I do too.
Say, I guess. Hmm.
A 28-year-old woman in Vancouver, British Columbia, got busted for driving drunk at 5 in the morning on Saturday. She went through a DUI checkpoint and failed the breathalyzer test, so the cops gave her a ticket and told her to call someone to come pick her up. A half hour later, her twin sister showed up in another car and also got a DUI because she was even drunker.
Oh, boy.
You never call... Listen, I don't want to be the person to share this with you because I'm embarrassed about my past drinking history, but you don't call someone who's been drinking too to come get you. That's not your move.
Call an Uber.
Call anybody that's not drunk. I mean, they were probably anyway.
Call
the
your
cops
mom.
Said,
punk.
Cops haven't said what they blew in their breathalyzer, but the second sister did worse than the first one. So they both got DUIs, and it's not clear who they called to come get them. There's no report of a third person.
Well, they called a cameraman. They were like, hey, we're about to shoot that hot twin in jail porn that we've been talking about.
Well,
I mean, I'm just assuming they're hot because I always think twins are, even if they're not that good looking as individuals, they're hotter because they're a couple. Right. So let's get them into a jail cell and let's get these cameras rolling. Come on, girls.
Two for the price of one, right?
That's right. Let's tease the other inmates. Put on a show. Come on. Let's make that happen. I'm rolling.
Brent says
money.
That like he knows something about it. What do you know about twins?
Oh, I've definitely thought about that before. That's all.
You have?
Yeah. You've never done twins? Have you ever done, anybody here done twins?
I've had a girlfriend that was a twin before.
And?
And when I brought that up, she was extremely outraged.
You brought it up?
Well, you know, it was definitely,
you were like,
in
hey,
my
what
days.
If we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is she an identical twin?
Yeah. I mean, you could tell the difference, though. They, of course, it's very slight. But, yeah, I was immature, and I shouldn't have asked that question.
You know, like, I've spent a large portion of my life with my foot in my mouth and talking past it just to get through the day. But I have never asked such a dumb question. You asked your girlfriend. If her sister would get in bed with you guys.
I don't think we're that serious. We're probably in the beginning, you know, and it was probably just a lot of like fun talk. And that
she
was,
stopped having fun when you said,
well, you know what?
Hey, that girl that looks like exactly like her.
Exactly. It's like, not like it's yeah. But no, I'm sure twins get that. I got that impression that she's heard this before and she was
oh,
ready.
You're one of those guys.
She was so ready to respond and it was not cool. I mean, it was not cool of me, really.
She didn't think it was a compliment that you want to do two of them?
Yeah, I just want more of you.
Well, there is no more of me. That's another person.
I know. All the twins are writing in now. Sorry about that. That was my
Brent
bad.
Brent is on a roll between his stealing Supras or Camrys or whatever.
It was a Toyota Camry.
Right. Wasn't really. And yeah. Ruining his relationship with a twin?
No, we stayed together after that. She just wasn't happy that day.
Okay, breaking news. Can I get the breaking news, Sandra, please?
Okay, yeah.
This just in. I've got a text from V. Hale here.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I've done twins.
Of course she has. Of course she has.
At the same time, I guess we have to ask this question later.
We're going to talk to her at trivia. We'll find out the whole story.
But her and so two other hot though. Chicks? Oh my God!
Oh well, you know she what? Didn't specify didn't, that.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think it was a lesbian? The trio of ladies.
It didn't occur to me until you just said it. But we'll have to ask her all the questions when she comes on to play the trivia game with us.
So you think she did the devil's three-way with twins? That's got to be some kind of metal. Right?
I have no thoughts on it. All I know is her text reads, "I've done twins."
Oh.
Winning, duh.
V. Hale is just a gift that keeps giving all the time.
I want to be like her when I grow up.
She's the best.
Around.
You should listen to our last secret show if you want to hear just a rocking good time.
Mm-hmm.
V. Hale.
Oh, snap. That was my cue.
Yep. Let's try it again. Let's try it again,
everybody.
Here we go. Ready?
We are looking at the zoo. I'm not ready. Okay.
Stall it, stall.
V. Hale. That's not the one. You got to get an actual trombone.
That's the one
that we decided.
That's the one.
That's the one.
I don't like that one. It's just me going.
Yeah,
you said an actual trombone going.
I listened to exactly what you said. Like literally, you said I wanted to sound like this, and so now it sounds like that.
Sounds like an angry chicken.
Yeah, I don't. What I really wanted was one of those like overmodulate. You know, when someone's blowing too hard into a trombone, it sounds a little overmodulated. But they
do a little more work on that.
All whatever,
right. We'll do.
If you want to know more about what that sound effect is for, you need to listen to our secret show starring V. Hale from last Friday.
I didn't even hear it. I'm not even listening to it. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, it's not. That's not where I was trying to give an example.
She did it live, guys.
I was trying to give an example of what the trombone sound should sound more like.
The Blue Hairs have spoken, and here's what they would like you to know. This is wisdom from your gray-haired friends who would like to help you young people.
Okay.
They say, these are the top 10 words of wisdom that are most valuable as you're coming up.
I'm riveted.
Well, the first one is very simple. It's like it's been going around forever. Treat others how you want to be treated.
Mm, okay. The golden rule, sure.
Right. Manners don't cost a thing. Mm. Be polite. All right.
Smiles are free.
Always try your best. Okay.
These are truly...
very solid.
Yeah, okay.
You'd think no one even needs to hear them.
Right.
They seem like very simple. Try your best. Why wouldn't you?
Right. Well, some people are lazy.
Oh, that's true. Actually, you know, my dad with his, you know, you got to half-ass everything. It's like, well, yeah, I don't want to mow your lawn. It's not my lawn. It's yours. And you mow your own lawn. And besides, you're the one that's such a stickler for how it needs to look. So get off me. All right. Try your best is number three. If your job offers you a pension plan, do it.
Oh, sure. If you get offered a 401k at your place of business or any whatever vehicle they're offering these days, put in the most you possibly can. Future you will be like, oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I listen to the old people.
Here's a new one I hadn't heard before. Don't spend all your time on social media.
Oh.
The first one that seems new and in addition to the golden rules. Don't spend all your time on social media. Start saving for retirement in your 20s. Don't take things for granted. You don't have to go to college to be successful.
Oh.
Oh.
Usually it's the old people telling you to go, right?
Well, if you pick up a trade, like...
sure.
Electrician or roofing, you can always
go to a trade school.
Yeah. That's always going to be a job that people are going to need.
Yeah, you hope. I don't disagree with you that I know a ton of my friends went into trades that have sort of dried up some. So that's, you know, I think one of the problems that myself and others my age who didn't finish college would say is a problem is as you get older and let's say you want to find a new job, they won't even look at your resume if you don't have a college graduation on there. They just don't even look at them. So that is an issue for sure.
I graduated the school of life.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see your school of life resume. Bye.
All right.
That kind of sucks, doesn't it?
I'll just lie. Put that you have a degree.
Oh, great. That's what to tell the people.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hold
on to the people closest to you and be confident in your own skin. These are the golden rules as told by Blue Hairs to the young ones.
I like it. They're solid.
Yeah, I guess. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Hey, guys, I like the Sarah trombone. It's perfect.
Great. How's that?
510 says...
it's a mess.
And by the way, I didn't even think of this. Ew, wouldn't a threesome with twins mean incest for those siblings?
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I didn't think of it either. They're really just sex objects to me at this point. Why would I think about their feelings? Hey, you got a girl who looks just like you. Get her in here. That's my sister. I don't want to do stuff with her. Makes perfect sense now. Now that
510 says, I'm a twin and I had a high school boyfriend ask me this too. Bryn is right. Twins have heard this before.
And they clearly don't like it.
I apologize.
Bryn says 209. You asked your girlfriend if she'd be interested in incest? The twins thing might be hot to some people, but that's their sibling.
Yeah.
Sorry. I knew it was wrong after I said it.
Well, there is mother-daughter porn. You know, as long as you stay at least a foot apart, it's fine, you guys.
There's a lot of stepbrother porn.
Well, that's true.
That's not really
that's,
incest,
you know,
though.
Not real life. That's your actual sister that looks just like you. That's...
well, it's a good chance to compare what you've got going on with what she's got going on, you know. It's an opportunity. I'm offering you an opportunity here.
That's a perspective, huh?
Sure. We should probably break at
Let's
this
do
point.
That.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.